Business executives are taking steps to reaffirm their transatlantic relationships in light of a looming war in Iraq. They don't want political discord between the U.S. and some close European allies to affect hundreds of billions of dollars in international trade. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Anyone who's ever had a political conversation get ugly at a dinner party knows that, especially when it comes to war, people care very deeply, and differences of opinion can be hard to get past. The same thing, of course, can happen among business people. Scott Silin is vice president of business development at Time Vision, a workforce management software maker in Irving, Texas. He remembers a recent conference call in which he was hoping to land a deal to sell software through a consulting group in England.
In the final stages of the negotiations, the lead consultant asked me point blank, "So are we going to war?" And question obviously out of the blue, and didn't quite know how to respond immediately, but their position was that they couldn't understand why their prime minister, Tony Blair, was such a supporter of the U.S., and they did not want to go to war.
Silin had a different view from that of his customer, which was making him sweat because this was an important deal.
I thought that I might blow the deal if I were to get adamant on my position, and the conversation lasted for about a half an hour with him baiting me to either state my opinion or to promise to do something to prevent us from going to war. They were just so passionate about the issue at hand that, speaking with an American, they wanted to be able to discuss it.
In the end, the deal went through, and Time Vision executives say they don't think politics surrounding the war will end up affecting their business. Time Vision employees say the emails and calls from Europe expressing sympathy back at the September 11th one-year anniversary far outnumbered any awkward political conversations. But Silin says the company is concerned enough that it is now instructing its employees on how to navigate those conversations without offending customers. On both sides of the Atlantic, other businesses are watching the current political standoff between the U.S. and allies such as France and Germany. Executives with one firm suspect it's already hurting their bottom line.
We are convinced here that it's very bad for German business.
Andreas Honig is the CEO of Executrack, a software company in Dusseldorf, Germany that has U.S. business customers. He's worried about German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder clashing with the U.S. over Iraq and with remarks by U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld angered many in Germany and France by referring to them as old Europe. More recently, he lumped Germany in with opponents of the war, such as Libya.
Rumsfeld mentioned that Germany is on the same level than Libya and Cuba, and this makes things even worse, definitely worse. Because what's happening on one side, the U.S. public gets negative influence, but on the other hand, what's happening here in Germany is that the answer from the German government is that what he's saying is horrible and is insulting and so on.
Honig says recently his company lost out on about $500,000 in contracts to American competitors. He thinks he had the better price and the better product.
Nobody would tell you, yes? You never would get from American company the message, "We don't buy your software because it's German." But we are very convinced that we had two deals we lost in the U.S. in the last 2-3 weeks. We're very sure the main reason was the political situation.
Still, analysts say such anecdotes are impossible to quantify, and much remains in the eye of the beholder. We spoke to another German software executive who did not think that discord over the war is affecting U.S.-German business dealings at all. Some American business people have been finding the same thing, even when they're outspoken about their politics.
I used to live in Texas, and my team knows I'm a big George Bush fan.
Brian Truex is a vice president of manufacturing for AGCO, a large agricultural equipment maker. It's a U.S. company with 5 factories in Europe. Truex says most of the time his European colleagues and customers just focus on business issues. When politics come up, he speaks his mind, but he says the conversations are always cordial, and he does not see any anti-war or anti-American sentiment hurting his company's sales in Europe.
There is a very brand loyal customer base out there. Our Fendt brand tractor is number one in its marketplace in Germany.
Of course, the situation is not as simple as Americans being for the war and some Europeans being against it. The CEO of a company in Seattle we spoke with said he recently sat down his management team to talk about the war issue before they all left for a sales trip to Europe. He says the conversation quickly got heated and members of his own company were soon at loggerheads over not just Iraq, but the Israeli-Palestinian situation. This did not make him too comfortable about their upcoming trip to France. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.